Speak Out 2.0 is all about you, the KNTR Talk listener. Call in during the show, 702-298-1063. That's 702-298-1063. So turn up the radio. It's time for your host, Larry Tuneforce.
Welcome to the program. It is 7 minutes after 10. This is Speak Out 2.0 live from the Laughlin Mall. I'm your host, Larry Tuneforce. A little bit of sports action for you tonight. The Arizona Diamondbacks take on the Atlanta Braves at 6:40. Tomorrow night, the same thing, 6:40. And then again on Thursday, it's a 12:40 game. They move to the middle of the day. And then that night we have the Carolina Panthers and Houston Texans, yes, for football. And all those games can be heard on KNTR Sports, 94.3 or 100.5. Depending upon where you live, you can enjoy it there. Speak Out each and every day is brought to you by Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery. They're fully open, ready to fill your belly with your favorite meals, entrees, and desserts. Enjoy delicious breakfast, an awesome lunch, and a mouth-watering dinner. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner are served all day. Then, from the bakery, don't forget, you can take home cookies or muffins or pies. You can take home a whole pie or just a slice of pie. You can also eat it there, you know. Check out Perkins in Bullhead City. Mojave Mortgage, if you're looking for some money, oh, maybe a vacation home, an investment home, refi, add-on, little grandma room in the back, pool in the backyard. Well, you need to know the name Chad Hansen. He's the president and CEO. He's the guy with all the money. He's the guy that's got the keys to the vault. That's what you want to know. Depending on how much you need, $300,000, $400,000, $500,000, you know, you just go in, sit down, fill out a couple of pieces of paper. He disappears. He goes down the vault, and he brings you back up the money on a silver platter. You know, that vault is underground. It's the same size as Dot Food, so you know every shelf has money on it. So if you need some, call 288-2691. Make your appointment and go get it. It's really that easy. Well, almost. Risen Star Grooming, Boarding, and Training. Locals and visitors, they take their pets there for a day, week, or longer. Vacations are no longer a problem. Dog training is available, one-on-one or group classes, and now they do protection dog training, too. So call and talk to them about that. 754-3006. Ask for David. He does that type of training for you. TWN Communications, yes, they're partnering with MEC. They just opened their offices in Bullhead City last week. They're partnering with MEC to bring us fiber-based internet. Yes, fiber-based technology ensures that you have access to faster internet speeds, keeping your home and your business connected. Pre-register today at MojaveElectric.com/broadband or call 888-227-2095. You can also call 763-1100. Now into the studio, I think they're cops, but they're dressed up in red suits and white beards and everything. And what are you guys doing today?
We're coming to you to explain to you, our listeners and the citizens of the tri-state area here, and especially Laughlin, our community-oriented policing side of police work.
And there's a lot to that. I mean, when you talk about community-oriented policing, that's just not just a little nutshell in the department. That's a big thing.
It is. It is. At every substation in the valley has a dedicated squad to that handles our COP arm of Metro. And here in Laughlin, we're a little bit smaller, so every officer on my team is takes their part in being involved with the community. And we still try to have the same large scale events down here that we would in any other metropolitan city.
Right. And this is Lieutenant Grant Rogers that's talking, in case our listeners are listening going, I thought he had Santa Claus in there. but one of your first events is this weekend, right?
Correct. We have our large fundraiser that helps basically pay for our Santa Cop event, or also known as Shop with a Cop event. And that's why I brought my partner here, Sergeant Briscoe, who's really been a very key component of all of our community policing events here in town.
And that's because you've been here 20 years. You had no choice, huh?
That is correct. It's an enjoyable choice, that's for sure. You get to help out kids in the community, and it's called the Santa Cops, Laughlin Metro Santa Cops. It'll be hosted this Friday, the 24th of September, at 6:30 at Bikini's Bar.
Right over here in the corner, yeah.
Yep, just right in the same mall. The beautiful part is that... The fundraiser.
The bikinis is the beautiful part.
No.
Oh.
Yes. Well, they've been very gracious. We've hosted at their bar before with Location Racings, and it's supported by SDHQ, which is a company, Metro Print Nevada, along with Best in the Desert, Hostile Racing, FNL Racing, and Fuel 3. These monies that we raise are for our program, which we take kids from Searchlight and Laughlin. We take them over to Bullhead City, in the past, we've done Target, and we get them shoes, clothes, toys, and things. This is also done in the memory of four racers which were lost.
Okay.
Race for Kids and Bikini Sports Bar, to this date, for Laughlin and Searchlight, has raised $92,804.
Wow. That's some chunk of change.
And that's over the last 9 years.
Right.
Danny from Location Racing has been so instrumental. This guy has got a big heart. He puts all of these racers together. And that's what they do. The entire race community comes out. They're responsible for all the products donated at the event, and they raffle them off. And people buy raffle
tickets. And he doesn't even live here, right?
That is correct.
He's not even here.
Danny has taken us under our wing, and he's just, like I say, he's got a great big heart. He's a super guy. I've known him for the last, I want to say, 12, 13 years.
Okay.
And we've been doing this program, and it's just built and built and built. And that's what it does for our community.
So you're encouraging everyone to stop by Bikinis over the weekend, have a beer, and maybe make a donation?
You bet. 1955 South Casino Drive, 2. And drop in there, say hi. It's between 6:30 and 10 o'clock at night. And Lieutenant Grant and I will pop in, and we'll say some words and shake everybody's hand and let them know what's going on.
Good.
These racers, they come Best in the Desert and so forth. We had a race 2 weeks ago, and now we're having another race up in here.
Right.
And they're just so generous.
Well, when it comes to kids, a lot of people are generous. I'm in the Morning Kiwanis Club, and we do the same. I mean, we're giving $1,000 to the Shop with a Cop in Bullhead and $1,000 to the fire department's holiday toy program next Tuesday.
Beautiful.
But, when you talk kids with people, they just reach into their pocket usually.
Yeah.
Because we've all had kids, and believe it or not, everybody was one once. So, I mean, there's a lot to it, and people usually have a good heart when it comes to children.
The beautiful thing about our officers is, and we also get other community members and officers from other jurisdictions to come out and give us a hand. We'll go up there with a $100 gift card that we're provided with for the child.
Right.
But a lot of officers will come out of pocket with lots of cash to get these kids what they want. So the underprivileged kids can have the necessary items to feel good.
And you've done this, the Shopping with a Cop.
Oh, yeah.
And you find that some kids say to you, can I get a blanket for my mom?
Yes, yes.
Or can I get,
they'll touch your heart in such a way they want to get a gift for another. And I direct them towards themselves, but then towards the checkout, of course you're going to have something in their cart for their little hearts.
They're little kids, and they look at their whole family.
Sure.
And they know what mom wants. They know what little sister wants. And even though they're not on the list, they're still going to kind of get them something.
Oh, yeah. They're going to give it a shot. That's put it that way.
Yeah,
and a lot of times it works out good.
Right.
It's giving these kids something. And the beautiful part is they remember us throughout the years.
Yeah.
That was the officer that took me shopping.
Yep.
Yep.
Yep. And when you run into them at the store or something.
Anywhere.
Go, oh, yeah, he's the guy, yeah.
Yeah. And that's the basis of community policing. We integrate ourselves with the community so that we have that partnership. So when something happens, somebody can call us and talk to us, and we can run with it.
Well, and if a young child hears something or knows something that's not right, they know they can go to you.
Absolutely.
Because you took them to go shopping. You had a conversation with them. They spent an hour and a half with you, and they know you. So they can go to you and go, hey, I heard this on my campus. This other third grader said mom or dad did this or did that, and solve some crimes that way.
All about trust.
Yeah, it is.
Public trust.
And building it, like you said, when they're young.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And we do that with citizens we stop on the roadway. We talk to them. We tell them what the violation is, and we make a decision right there on the spot. And sometimes it's very favorable to them because they are a part of the community.
And it's an education process.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. And then you've got a couple national night outs coming.
We do. So in a kind of our effort to, like you said, keep very positive events in the community, and as we come out of events that were canceled with COVID, we have a national night out here in Laughlin at Mountain View Park, which will be on October 6th from 5 to 7 p.m. It's a Wednesday night. We're going to have plenty of officers there in uniform, and it's not just the Metro Police that will be there. The fire department's going to be there, you know, the highway patrol, fish and game. It's going to be pretty much any first responder, any, you know, law enforcement agency that anyone might see here in this area is invited to come out. You know, the food bank's going to be providing hamburgers and hot dogs.
Oh, okay.
You know, chips, soda, that kind of thing. We're going to have some games, maybe playing cornhole or beanbag toss. And it's really just a good way to get, you know, the community members out to, you know, like you said, face-to-face with,
right,
with a police officer. And, you know, like you said, ask questions. And the big thing, even as we start early with Santa Cops or with a National Night Out, it's just our job as public servants is to create that public trust. So,
well, and for kids to realize that there's no fear to talk to a police officer, you know,
yeah.
They're part of our community. You know, they raise their families here. They coach Little League. They shop in our stores. You know, they're part of our town, and they want to solve the crimes. And sometimes you need those kids to be able to say, hey, I remember you. I met you at that National Night Out. Can I tell you about something I saw on my street the other day, or whatever it is? And so the better trust and just the relationship with young kids is very valuable.
Oh, 100%.
Absolutely.
We want to avoid the stigma that you see in some communities or neighborhoods where you see a police car and you're not even doing anything wrong and
you just turn the other way,
you know, you want, you know, like in, and you see, you know, like you said, from parents with young children where they tell them, oh, you don't talk to the cops, they're bad, or those type
right.
of things. So that's basically the big point of Santa Cops and getting, you know, talking to kids young and early, and, you know, whether it's, you know, backpack drives, just so
right.
kids see police officers and they're so they're, we what we hope is their very first interaction with a police officer isn't a negative one.
It's positive and friendly.
Yes, and, yeah. So, and sometimes it may not be. I mean, you know, sometimes there's crimes that happen in a family or neighborhood, and, you know, maybe someone has to go to jail or whatever, and that's unfortunate. But we want to also recover from that and build those trust with the kids, and that's really just the beauty of Santa Cops is, you know, every dime that's donated or through the raffles all goes back into the kids. There's no administrative
right.
fees. There's no, you know, there's no salaries. I mean, we're all of our...
Well, like the sergeant said, sometimes, too many times when they take this kid shopping, they're reaching in their pocket because it's $115 and not just $100.
Oh, yeah, 100%. Yeah. I mean, what happens is we have all of our officers go there to the store. Like Sergeant Briscoe said, it was Target last year.
Right.
And we're given a designated amount. So if I take little Johnny and Sergeant Briscoe takes little Sally, we get, you know, whatever the fundraiser got that year and said, okay, you have $100 to spend. And
right.
we'll take the kid around shopping, and the total at the cash register might be $150.
Right.
And myself or Sergeant Briscoe or the other 30 cops that are there will usually cover the difference.
Sure.
You know what I mean? Because it's,
yeah.
you know, we want to make sure that that kid is provided for and has a great, you know, a good experience with law enforcement. And also, like you said, it's Christmas time and it's a season of giving, and that's what we're here for.
Exactly. And there is no administrative fees. There's nothing. It just all 100% goes right into it.
That is correct.
Yeah, that's the best part right there. Let us take another break, and we're going to come back and chat more. If you got a question, 702-298-1063. They'll be more than happy to answer them for you. Blood drive going on today for our Kiwanis Club, 10 a.m. till 2 p.m. at Mojave Community College. Stop on by and give the gift of blood. Or the Elks Lodge has one from 9:30 to 1:30.
Risen Star Kennel is Mojave County's boarding standard of excellence, and where your pups are safe. You simply wouldn't leave your children in the hands of just anyone. The same goes for your furry four-legged family. Risen Star Kennel invites you to participate with your pups in their group dog training classes, from protection dog training to obedience and even certified for service animal training. Don't forget grooming. Risen Star Kennel is the standard. Visit risenstarkennel.com or call 928-754-3006.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services agents have built relationships with you, one conversation at a time. And we're as committed as ever to providing you with that level of service. As part of your community, we're here for you, answering insurance questions and helping make sure your financial goals are on track.
Your Farm Bureau expert in Bullhead City is Greg Eidness. Call 763-8464.
Farm Bureau Financial Services. It's your future. Let's protect it.
Is the air in your home or office circulating perfectly and always at the right temperature? No? Call 758-2400. Jeff Wilson at Arizona Comfort Solutions is just that, your solution to a comfortable atmosphere at home or at work. When was the last time your system was serviced by a professional? Not just a new filter, serviced to last you until summer. Jeff and his team are prepared and trained to service any residential or commercial heating and air conditioning system. Service contracts for twice a year are available. Call Arizona Comfort Solutions, 758-2400.
Meet Susan. She's a wife, mom, and friend with a long day ahead of her. Susan's drinking a caramel macchiato, unaware that her car is about to go kablooey. ATCO Auto Repair is the friend that picks you up when your car decides to leave you stranded. With over 80 years of experience, ATCO Auto has seen it all and handles it all with the fairest rates in town. Don't hesitate to get your car checked up, or you might end up like Susan. Call ATCO Auto Repair in Bullhead City, 928-444-1155.
Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery is fully open and ready to fill your belly with your favorite meals, entrees, and desserts. From the kitchen, enjoy a delicious hot breakfast, an awesome lunch with sandwiches, burgers, salads, and more. Then the mouth-watering dinners. Make your summer complete and yummy. All delicious, fresh Perkins pies from the bakery start at $9.99 all July. Banana cream, chocolate French silk, cherry, strawberry, or caramel apple. Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery in Bullhead City.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall, brought to you by ATCO Transmission and Auto Repair. Transmission services start at $99 for most vehicles. Hey, you change your oil on a regular basis, but when's the last time you thought about that transmission? Yeah, they get expensive when they break. Speaking of oil changes, you get a free oil change with a tune-up and get your air conditioning service right now for $19.99, plus free on. Call ATCO at 444-1244 or stop by. They're on the hill on Alta Vista, right behind Hobby Lobby in Bullhead City. Spot On. Yes, processing credit cards has never been easier. Spot On is locally owned and operated, and a local representative available to help set you up and do the processing. There's no hidden fees. There's no long-term contracts. You can go month to month if you want, and funding is available the next day. How cool is that? Yeah. And they also integrate Google Pay and Apple Pay. So Spot On services Kingman, Bullhead City, Laughlin, Lake Havasu, and Needles. Call Thane O'Brien at 928-706-2784. Farm Bureau Financial Services, if you think you're paying too much for insurance or you have questions about insurance, pick up the phone and call 763-8464. Greg Agnes and his staff, which is him and Stephanie, they can take a look at your policies and maybe, you know, bundle your life insurance with your auto and your home and maybe commercial and ranch or farm insurance. Put it all together and maybe save you 50, 60, 70 bucks a month, you know. If you like to save money, call 763-8464. Western Arizona Regional Medical Center, yes, they're serving our communities in Laughlin, Bullhead City, and Fort Mojave with clean, sanitized facilities. We have the Laughlin Walk-In right here in the mall, and then Mojave Clinic on Highway 95 over by Target, and then the Imaging Center at Hancock Road and Train, Outpatient Rehabilitation Center at Gold Rush and Silver Creek Road, and then over on the Parkway, Warmsea has wound care, sports medicine, orthopedic surgeons, podiatrists, and family doctors. And then, of course, they have a huge hospital on Silver Creek Road, plus an ER room. Don't worry about saying you can't go to the hospital because of COVID. No. They're clean, they're sanitized, they're ready to serve you. Call 763-2273. If you have a question, they'll take good care of you. We got about 4 minutes left with these gentlemen, and you're also doing a national night out up in Searchlight.
We are. That will be on Tuesday, October 5th from 5 to 7 at the Searchlight Park. It's at 225 South Nevada Street in Searchlight. And then the other two events that we wanted to just get a little plug in here, which also is for the kids, is that we do a trunk or treat event where it'll also be at Mountain View Park, and that will be in Searchlight on October 28th from 5 to 7, and in here in Laughlin at Mountain View Park on the 21st from 5 to 7. And then after the trunk or treat event, we're going to put a movie on.
Oh, fantastic. Outdoor movie?
Yep.
Oh, good. Good. And in October, it's still nice here, so.
Oh, definitely, yeah.
As long as the W's not around. Yeah. That messes up your screen. Yeah. You know? Mm-hmm. Those inflatable screens don't work real well in the wind. Yep. Questions, they can call you at the Laughlin substation. The number is?
702-298-2223.
He's new, so I ask you the number.
We're good.
Because he would have looked at you, so, you know.
I would have. I just give everyone my cell phone number. I pass out my card.
There you go.
You know, I'm very open to anyone here in the public that needs anything. We're here for them.
So now, how long have you been in Laughlin, Grant?
Just coming up on 4 months.
Oh, okay. All right. You're liking it?
I'm loving it. Yeah. It's a great place to be.
Especially this community stuff.
Oh, definitely.
You like
this. I love it. This is a big part of the stuff I did in Vegas and some of the inner city part and, you know, some of the, you know, community events up there I was in charge of. So it's good and it's fun to have these events down here because you see the positive impact in Vegas, and I know it'll do the same down here for the good positive impact with the kids and the entire community.
Fantastic. Fantastic. Well, and it's good for the kids. It's good for the families because some adults, you don't really know if maybe they had a bad experience at a younger age with law enforcement or something. So they're always a little standoffish sometimes.
Sure, that's the beautiful part. You make relationships with them through their children, and you get to know them. So
and they see you talk to their kid, and they go, wow, he's not a bad guy, you know.
Larry, not everybody has a car, so just know that Silver Rider, they're going to give rides.
Free.
Bus rides, yes.
Free.
To the event. So that's a beautiful thing, too.
Yeah, that's free. So that's the 6th right here in Laughlin. Free Silver Rider rides over to the park. And from 5 to 7, come in and shake hands with firefighters, police officers.
Everybody.
And highway patrol.
Yeah. And I think all they have to do is just go to any bus stop. And then when the bus driver opens the door and, you know, tell them, hey, I'm going to the park, and then they won't be charged. And the bus will make its way over to the park.
Take me to National Night Out.
Yeah. Yes.
Exactly.
Perfect. Yeah, they should have special seats on the bus. Say, National Night, people sit right here. You know?
There you go.
Gino's going, I'm going to work on that. All right, gentlemen. Thank you so much. Good information. And, you know, CareFlight's coming in next. Maybe we need a helicopter at this event.
There might be a surprise addition.
Yeah, you might have to talk to them when they walk in the door here. So, all right.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks
and
for having us.
Have a great
us.
National Night Out.
Yep. Thank you, Larry.
All right, we're going to take a break here. I want to remind you, Paul LaRoy is going to be talking with Havasu Military Moms and the Iceman coming up here after the top of the hour from Lake Havasu City. Stick around. And also, don't forget, there's also a blood drive tomorrow at the Needles High School, 8:30 to 1 o'clock. Call by talent, 877-258-4825.
Spot On Payment Processing takes the process out of payments, freeing up time to get back to business. Stop spending money worrying about increasing rates, contracts, and unexpected fees. Thane O'Brien with Spot On makes credit card acceptance the easiest. Electronic payment integration like Google and Apple Pay, transparent pricing, next day funding, no contracts, and saving incentives like the cash discount program is Spot On exclusive. 35 years local, Thane O'Brien has your back. Email tobrien at spoton.com. T-O-B-R-I-E-N at spoton.com.
Have you heard the good news? Mojave Electric Cooperative is partnering with TWN Communications to bring you a fast internet solution using fiber optics. Whether you're streaming from home or need a customized solution for your business, we have a plan for you. To learn more and pre-register, visit MojaveElectric.com/broadband. That's MojaveElectric.com/broadband. Or call 888-227-2095.
Providing assistance to those in need with their activities of daily living requires certification through the Arizona State Board of Nursing. Wondering where and how to start? The Legacy Rehab and Care Center in Bullhead City offers an on-site nursing assistant program. Call 928-763-1404 for more information or apply online for the CNA training class at thelegacyrehab.com. We would love to help assist you in beginning your career in healthcare today.
When you need an electrician, you want experience, you want quality work, and you want a fair price. Those are the same qualities at Walker Service Electric. Keith Walker takes pride in his team, their quality work, and the final price. He has for 27 years serving all of Mojave County, residential, commercial, industrial, repairs, upgrades, or new construction. Call Walker Service Electric, 928-718-9444. Put the number in yourself. You never know. 928-718-9444. Sunday, October 3rd, it's the K9 Car Show, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Mojave Marketplace, 5480 Highway 95 in Fort Mojave, to benefit the Mojave County Sheriff K9 Foundation. Open to classics, custom cars, trucks, and motorcycles, live auction, DJ, K9 demonstration, K9 Foundation shirts, and hero dog sales, raffles, surprise activities, food, and fun. Entry fees fund K9 food, vet care, specialized equipment, and training certifications. To sign up or for more info, call 651-270-0920.
Come on, come on, come on. Let's play. There we go. A little Elton John. Speak Out Each and Every Day is brought to you by ProFit Kitchen. That's right. It's the all-new healthy restaurant in Riverview Mall in Bullhead City. Healthy breakfast, healthy lunch, and dinners. And you're going to find the food is tasty, it's filling, and good for you. How can that happen? I don't know, it's like an apple. I don't know. Talk to Eric because he knows all that stuff. Plus, he has nitro coffees. He has organic teas, protein shakes, and meal prep solutions. That's Eric's idea of a frozen TV dinner in 2021. And you just go in and you check off what you want in your meal. He puts it together for you, and you take it and take it to lunch, and you get a great meal that's good for you and everything. Beats the drive-thru. Check out more at ProFitKitchen.com. That's KITCHIN.com. And if you can cook, hey, see Eric. He needs you. Barron Services, experts in pools, design, installation, and schedule maintenance, experts in alarm systems, home or commercial, installation, repairs, replacements, and monitoring, experts in pest solutions, residential and commercial, and Barron uses products that are safe for your children and your pets. Call for scheduled treatment. I do. Actually, I don't have to call. He just shows up. Yeah. Plus, they do weed control. 758-5499. Arizona Comfort Solutions. Well, if you're not comfortable in your home or your office, well, you need to call them because that's what they do. 758-2400. They can work on all kinds of thermostats, all kinds of air conditioners, all kinds of swamp coolers. They don't. That doesn't matter. They don't know them all. Keatman, Bullhead, in California. They pick up the phone. They call Arizona Comfort Solutions. 758-2400. Legacy Rehab and Care Center, they continue to be a four-star rated facility by the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services, and they continue to constantly sanitize and test everyone in the building for COVID on a regular basis. Legacy also, their services include physical therapists, occupational therapists, and speech therapists, plus it's a skilled nursing facility. Call 928-758-1404 or stop by 2812 Silver Creek Road in Bullhead City. Now in the studio for the first time as a guest. Well, you were here. Okay, this is your second time. You were here with Warm C here last
week. That's correct.
But now you are here just to talk about CareFlight. Welcome, Valerie. How are you?
Thank you. I'm good. How are you?
Good. So CareFlight is at both hospitals in Bullhead, right?
Correct.
Well, I say Bullhead, but Bullhead and Fort Mojave.
Yep.
So you're at Valley View and Western Arizona Regional Medical Center.
We sit a little bit off the side to Valley View. There's a small street in between us.
And there's a smaller helicopter there.
No.
No?
It's the same one.
Oh, it's the same one?
Yeah, we have
okay.
the exact same type of helicopters.
As Brand X?
Oh, okay. Correct.
All right.
Yep.
And now, for the Warm C, you just bought a brand new helicopter.
Yes, so we have a Bell 407.
407.
And that is actually what the one at Valley View is also. They're both Bell 407s.
All right, and they're like brand new.
They're new to us.
Oh, okay.
They're new to us.
All right.
They come. It's very expensive to buy a brand new helicopter.
Well, and especially when you want a bed in it.
Yes, correct.
You know, that's not normal.
Yep, so we have to reconfigure the inside of the helicopter to be pretty much an ambulance. We're a mobile ICU.
Well, and when I worked for the fire department, I used to tell everybody that the back of the ambulance is an ICU.
That's correct.
An ER room.
Yep.
You know, and it's a mobile hospital going down the road. And the same with, like you said, the same with your bird. It's the same thing. You got the same equipment, but you're a step up because you usually have an RN in there, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
So that is why require a little bit of a higher level care than an ambulance service. Besides the fact that we're quicker to get to the place that we're flying to, we also are staffed with a registered nurse and a paramedic.
Right. And you need both of those in there because sometimes that patient requires that kind of skilled all the way to Vegas or wherever they're going.
Sometimes we go all the way to Phoenix. During COVID, we were flying into California, you name it. We were going a lot of places. So a nurse and a medic have different skill sets.
Right. And then one of the big things is you guys will respond to scenes sometimes.
Correct.
I mean, like in Oatman or out on I-40 or, you know, where there's a big crash or something and they need you there. The fire department or the highway patrol can call and say, I need a bird here now, and you guys go.
So we actually just got first responder status over the summer, so we can respond to anywhere in the county. We can land without having to utilize sources from the fire department. Before, we could still land on scene. We just used to have the fire trucks, make a landing zone. But now we can land on our own. We sometimes beat the fire guys, depending on where it is.
Yeah.
And we will assess and wait for the fire crews and determine if we need to fly out or if they can transport to the hospital.
I remember when I was on Bullhead Fire, we had a crash right in front of Perkins. It was a bad one. It was a motorcycle coming northbound on 95. And unfortunately, this gentleman was making a left-hand turn into Perkins, and he was following his brother, and his brother was in front of him. Well, his brother had an arrow, but then the arrow went away, but he kept going, and the motorcycle was coming northbound, and the brother was towing a boat trailer with no boat.
Oh, no.
And the motorcycle hit the boat trailer, and they went flying, and we landed two helicopters over in the parking lot of the high school. There was no school at that time.
Mm-hmm.
It was probably during the summer or on a weekend, I don't recall. But we landed two helicopters over there in the parking lot of the high school and flew both victims to Las Vegas. And that was in the days when we were just starting to go with cell phones, and I was calling the hospital in Vegas saying, I can send you pictures of the incident, you know, because quite frequently in an ER room, they like to know the mechanism of injury.
Right.
And if they can see the mechanism of injury, it's
very helpful.
Yeah, it's very helpful for the doctors.
Yep. I'm glad you pointed out that you requested two birds, because a lot of times, especially with children, people think that, well, if the parent is injured and the child is injured, we can take them together.
No.
And unfortunately, we can't. And it's not that we want to separate them. It's because
there's
we want to make sure there's no space.
Yes.
But we also want to make sure we pay attention to the victim. So if there's two victims,
right,
it's very hard for a nurse and a medic to focus on two victims at the same time. So that is why sometimes we do have to separate.
Well,
people.
And the same goes for when you're flying Uncle Henry from Western Arizona Regional Medical Center to Las Vegas, his wife can't go.
Sometimes she can.
Oh, sometimes she can.
Sometimes she can. We do have third rider options.
Oh, okay.
As a touchy subject as this is, it does depend on weight.
Oh, okay.
So there are a lot of weight restrictions. It's also important for the person, the third rider, as we call them, to be in the right state of mind, because we want to make sure they're not frantic. And usually when you're getting flown, it's a traumatic situation.
Yes.
So that's a lot of times why we can't have a third rider. But sometimes there is space.
And it's usually a critical patient.
Yes.
And things can go wrong. I mean, the patient can't have issues that require both of your skills, of the paramedic and the nurse. And if someone's sitting in the front seat, they're going to be going, what's going on, you know?
That's correct.
Yeah.
So, but sometimes we can, especially with
fear. And that goes the same for the ambulance, you know. Usually you don't like to put the person in the front seat of the ambulance, but you can, you know, on a the decision made by the paramedic or the captain or chief or whoever might be on scene makes that decision. But
that's correct.
Normally we try to get them up there a different way.
Yep.
So, because once they get there, they're not going to go into the same place where the patient goes.
Right.
So, you know, you got to move them around.
Very true.
So how long have you been with CareFlight?
I've been here for 2 years now.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So I love it. I love it every single day. I actually live in Phoenix, but I don't I do, but I do not cover any of the bases that we have in Phoenix. I drive all the way up the river because I start in Yuma, and I work all the way up to Fort Mojave Bullhead.
Oh, wow.
That's my whole territory.
Okay. But you live in Phoenix.
I do.
Oh.
Not happy about it, but I do.
I hope you have a place here.
No.
No?
No. I either do back and forths. Those are hard. Or I spend the night. I have hotels that I stay at sometimes.
Wow.
I'm a busy lady.
I guess.
Super. But I love it. I wouldn't trade it for the world.
Yeah. When you're doing that type of PR, it's very rewarding, you know, because you're also going to hear the stories of, oh, yeah, they flew my grandma to Las Vegas, and then she came home a week later, and da-da-da-da-da.
That is my favorite part, is when we have the events, and people come to the helicopter and tell their personal stories about, you guys flew us, or you flew me, and they survived, and they're standing in front of us. Yeah. I love hearing those stories.
Yep. And CareFlight was purchased locally here, because mm-hmm. it used to be Dr. Stamper's birds. That were flying around.
That is correct.
And now it's CareFlight, and it's much bigger.
Well, he had it as CareFlight, too. We didn't change the name because we wanted to respect that. And he built such a great program that there was no need to change the name, because the company that owns CareFlight is Air Methods. But we don't ever advertise as Air Methods because of the brand recognition that CareFlight has.
Oh, okay. All
we also have a program called Native Air. They are out in Havasu, and there's one in Parker, and that is also under our umbrella.
So you get to take care of them, too.
I do. I do.
Well, you are busy.
I am.
I hope you have a company car.
I get a rental.
Oh, okay.
So it's okay.
All right. Well,
I don't get a helicopter. I wish I got a helicopter to fly in, but...
You don't know how to fly.
No, I want someone to fly me.
Oh, you want a pilot, too?
Yes, I want a pilot. And a fuel card.
And a fuel card.
Yes, of course.
So you've told somebody... that you answer to, that this is your next year's request?
Well, actually, I started with a boat. I said I'd like a boat first to go up and down the river, but then I realized there's a bunch of dams.
Yes, so they kind of get in the way. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I think my next step would be asking for a helicopter.
Oh, okay. Just a small one.
Just a small one.
Two of you, right?
Yeah. It'll be fine.
Yeah.
I'll get places
faster. Herb Hess is a small one. He can fly you around.
That would work.
Yeah. Yeah. Just call the Riverside and ask for Herb.
Okay.
Tell him you want to fly around. Good luck with that. Herb's a great guy, so who knows? He might say, yeah, okay, well, let's go upstairs and we'll take Don's chopper. He won't know. Yeah. All right. So CareFlight, a lot of people are concerned that the price is so big. Why is the price so high to fly?
Actually, that's a misperception.
The
average out-of-pocket for Mojave County is $121 to fly.
Wow.
The idea that people are getting that it's so expensive is back in the day, people were getting very extreme large bills, and that's because the helicopter itself is expensive. You have to cover the salary of a nurse, a medic, a pilot. The fuel itself is very, very pricey. But we went in network with a lot of insurance companies to avoid having such a hefty bill. And that's how we're able to do $121 out of pocket on average.
Didn't you guys come up with a plan where people can buy? No?
No. I was waiting for you to finish. So we did. We used to have memberships. A lot of our competition still carries a membership.
Okay.
But the misperception of memberships, and there's a website, I'm going to do a shameless plug, membershipdeception.com, and it'll go over all these details that I'm talking about, is that memberships, in order to buy a membership, you have to have insurance. So that's already contradicting itself.
Yeah.
If you have a private insurance, why are you buying a membership? The second part of it is if you're on Medicaid or Medicaid, we can't balance bill. In December of 2020, the government as a whole passed a law that there's no balance billing. So if we send a bill to, I'm trying to think of an insurance company. Blue Cross Blue Shield. And then they say, we're going to pay $42,000 for this flight. We can't send the remainder that we're still out of pocket to the patient because they're on Medicare or Medicaid. So that is the misperceptions of memberships, and that's why we got rid of them. We actually refunded people that had memberships, and we canceled it for them and gave them their money back.
Oh, okay. All right.
We have a huge billboard in town that says it shouldn't require a membership to fly.
Ah, well, we used to advertise on my station and tell everybody that.
I would love to find out how
we're
going to
talk about that during the commercial break.
Okay.
Yeah, all right. So you have how many birds are under your marketing?
So me specifically, I have 8 or 7 in a fixed wing, because in Yuma there's no helicopter, there's a fixed wing.
Okay.
Which for listeners, that's a smaller plane.
Right.
And then we have
it's even a smaller inside for the patient and the nurse, huh?
Yep. Yeah. Because then they add all the medical equipment, right. The gurney, the sled. I mean, it's tiny in there. You wouldn't imagine.
But the inside of a plane is often smaller than the helicopter.
That's true.
I've seen them, you know, and I've gone, wow. You think the helicopter is small and the airplane's bigger.
It's longer.
Yeah, it's longer. It's not wider. It's not.
Yep.
There's not that much room in there.
So we have that one in Yuma. Then we have a helicopter in Quartzsite. We have two in Parker. There's one at Parker Indian and La Paz Regional. Then we have one in Havasu. We have one in Kingman. We have one in Fort Mojave. And we have one in Bullhead.
And then where's your second plane?
We don't have a second plane.
Oh, you just have the one plane in Yuma.
Correct.
Okay. All right. Wow. So you got all that under your marketing
That's
area.
Just me. But in Arizona, there's a total of 19 helicopters and the fixed wing.
Wow.
That are just under our company.
Right. Wow. You guys are big.
We are.
And then you're in every state?
We're in 48 states.
Okay. You haven't hit Hawaii in...
Actually, we just acquired Hawaii.
Oh, you
so
did?
So we did acquire a program in Hawaii. We are in Alaska. We're not in Wyoming and Oregon.
Why? You don't like those states?
I think that we have enough coverage to respond to those.
Wow.
I honestly don't know, though, that exact answer. But 48 states.
Are there other companies as large as yours in the air ambulance business?
I think we're the biggest as far as having the helicopters. Some of our competition is tied to hospitals.
Okay.
So if you look at a whole...
Specifically to that hospital, in other words.
Yeah. So, like, for example, Banner Air has an air program, but Banner is known for a hospital system.
Right.
Their air program is not as big as their hospital system.
Right.
But I think we're the largest since we only are a helicopter company. We don't have a hospital under our name.
Right. You don't do anything other than that.
Right. We just partner with hospitals and sit at their locations.
So does AMR come along and want to say, hey, can we buy your helicopters?
Sometimes. But they have a program with, I believe it's GMR. I'm very bad at remembering all the little acronyms because there's so many. But, like, for example, in California, AMR is owned by a company named GMR who also owns a helicopter called Reach.
Oh, okay.
It's very confusing.
It is. Wow, there's a lot to this. Okay. All right, let's take our first break, first break with you here, and we're going to come right back. If you have questions about helicopters or flying, call 702-298-1063. We'll help you out. Hey, by the way, this is, in case you didn't know, this is Lynyrd Skynyrd, and they're coming to Laughlin October 2nd. At the Laughlin Event Center. So if you want to hear Sweet Home Alabama in person, be there.
Is your electric bill making it hard to budget? Mojave Electric can help with our budget billing plan. With budget billing, your electric payment is the same each month based on your average usage from the previous 12 months. Applications for budget billing are due October 31st. If you have questions or need more information about budget billing, please call 928-763-1100 or visit MojaveElectric.com.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity provider and employer.
Meet me at a Laughlin Outlet Center, the place for value and style. Come on, let's meet and we'll spend the day. For locals and for tourists, there's no better getaway. See a movie, hit the food court, bring your family down. For all the best shopping, it's the best place in town. Something for everyone. Meet me at a Laughlin Outlet Center, the place for value and style.
Retirement and estate planning can be complicated. Hello, I'm Jack Mafauer, founder of East West Financial. I specialize in retirement planning, estate planning, asset protection, guaranteed retirement income, and investments with principal protection and final expenses. I have over 30 years' experience with many different plans available. Some plans even start paying immediately. Call me. Talking and questions are free at East West Financial. 928-888-9828. That's 928-888-9828.
No one enjoys bugs in your home or office. You definitely don't want spiders or scorpions. Barron Pest Solutions can keep you from seeing bugs and spiders. Barron uses safe and effective products for inside and outside your home or office. Barron's certified technicians are trained to take care of your scorpions, sun spiders, ants, and rodents. And they use products safe for pets and children. Call Barron, 758-5499. Barron Pest Solutions. Quality. Experience. Family. 758-5499.
Summer is a great time to slip on your sandals and show off your toes. But first, some of you may need help with your feet. Hello, I'm Dr. Thomas Hook, your podiatrist at Western Arizona Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. I can help with your foot or ankle issues, including ingrown and fungal nail care, wart removal, heel pain, hammer toes, and bunions. Again, I'm Dr. Hook. Make an appointment today, and let's get you back in your sandals. 928-444-1491.
Hello, Chad Hansen here, CEO of Mojave Mortgage. You've heard everyone under the sun talk about low interest rates lately. In fact, interest rates are on the rise, and I want to help as many Mojave County homeowners take advantage of these low interest rates before they're gone forever. As I've said in the past, refinancing now is the biggest no-brainer in the history of no-brainers, and I still stand by that. Visit MojaveMortgages.com. That's MojaveMortgages.com. Mojave Mortgage, tall on integrity, short on fees.
NMLS number 1830581.
Son of a gun. Hey, speaking of son of a gun, I'm back on Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall, brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative. Do you have your co-op connection card yet? Oh, you better. If you like to save money, that is. If you're rich and you don't need to save money, you don't need a co-op connection card. But everybody else does. So stop by their offices on Hancock Road. You get your co-op connection card, you save money at Colorado River Eye Care. Coit, Chili's, Automobile Consulting Services, Baskets of the Heart, A Time to Play Doggy Daycare. Yeah, East West Financial Services. All these places you save money at. You just, you know, it's a little thing that goes on your keychain, and you just show it to them. And some places give you 10%, 15%, 20%. You don't know. I mean, only if you like to save money. Stop by the MEC offices on Hancock and pick one up today. The Laughlin Outlet Mall, we got three great restaurants downstairs. And the ice cream store's coming there. They got the freezers in there. Yeah, they'll be here soon. Upstairs, we got, clothing stores, sports items, Levi's, sunglasses, chocolate, boots, vitamins, Pendletons, shoes, hats, gifts, watches, art, vape products, and a thrift store. On the front of the building, we have the Faces Casino Drive. We have a pet daycare, a medical clinic, a dollar store, a nail salon, and a bar, and so much more. And no, when you hear those rumors that the building's for sale and they're going to tear it down, they're not true. Walker Service Electric. That's right. Walker electricians have the experience and the training and the certificates. They got to know what they're doing. For residential issues, commercial issues, new construction, and highline power. If you need an electrician at your home, your business, all you do is pick up the phone and call 718-9444. They got trucks all over Mojave County every single day, and they're available 24/7. So if you have an electrical issue that happens on the weekend, you can call Walker. They'll come running. 718-9444. East West Financial Services. Yes, retirement and estate planning can be complicated. Well, East West Financial Services specializes in retirement planning, estate planning, asset protection, guaranteed retirement income, and investments with principal protection and final expenses. Many different plans available. Locally owned for over 20 years, call Jack Mafara at 928-888-9828. All right, we got about five minutes left now. The clock just changed. 5 minutes left here in the studio. And Valerie, you know, safety awards, I mean, that's a big thing in the helicopter industry. You guys get those at all?
It is. We actually just received one from the FAA.
That's a good group to get it from.
It is. It's the most important group to get it from in the flight industry. We are the top 1% of operators in federal aviation.
Wow. How do you get that?
Being very, very safe and looking at a lot of protocols. In order to accept a flight, not only does the local pilot have to accept it, we have a crew in Denver of pilots that reviews it on a map to confirm that we can accept that flight. So we are very, very safety conscious.
And that has a lot to do with weather, doesn't it?
It does. It does.
You know, like on winds.
Winds, lightning.
Rain, yeah. So when the local pilot thinks, I just got a flight from Bullhead to Vegas, no problem. But he may not know what the weather's like in Vegas.
Well, he does definitely review the destination place.
Okay.
So he looks at the pickup and the drop-off. Sometimes we will ask the hospital or whoever's involved if we can change the drop-off. So a lot, like if Vegas has lightning but California doesn't or Phoenix doesn't, we can change the location. We definitely would love to fly to Vegas because it's closer for family members. But if there's lightning, you can't land in Vegas, then it's better to take them down to Phoenix where there's not.
Ah, okay. And then once he decides, the pilot.
He or she.
You have some female pilots?
We do.
Okay.
We do.
He or she has to then pick up the phone and call Denver and
go,
hey, we're flying from here to here.
Yep. And then they look at their maps of weather and their screens, and they either accept the flight or deny the flight. If it's accepted, our dispatchers will let the hospital know or the fire crews know that it's been accepted. They're on their way.
Okay. So does that also work like an emergency response when they're called to I-40 for a bus rollover or something like that?
Well, with that, because we don't have a destination at that point yet, we're only checking the weather of where the response is. So we'll go there if we can, if the weather permits it. We try very, very hard to make sure that we go to those scene calls because we know how badly we're needed. But from that point, we decide where we can go that's safe as far as weather because there's no destination at that point. When you're doing a scene call, you don't know where you're going.
You're just on your way to pick up the patient, and then you don't know where you're going
Correct.
From there.
Because all the hospitals, unless they're on a trauma diversion, will accept trauma without having you have to call and let them know you're coming.
Right, yes.
But you don't have to ask for a bed. That's
right.
What I was trying to say. When you're doing interfacility from hospital to hospital, they have to find a bed. And that's
right.
why sometimes it takes a little bit longer.
But with a trauma patient, you don't.
Correct.
Yeah.
Everybody accepts trauma.
Okay. What else do you have?
We carry blood. So that is very, very exciting.
You carry blood on your helicopters?
We do carry blood in our helicopters. So with those trauma instances, it's sometimes life and death if you can get blood. And we carry O positive.
See, that's the advantage of having the RN on a helicopter because you don't have blood on an ambulance because you're not carrying an RN.
Yeah, so we're very, very proud of that. I am working on trying to do a blood drive here locally because nationwide there's a blood shortage.
Yes.
So
there is. Big
we would
time.
Love to do some kind of blood drive event.
Big time. Well, you need to team up with Vitalant. They got two going today right now in Bullhead City.
Oh, I did not know that.
That's one of my next stops today. 12:30 I give.
Oh.
Yeah. I roll up the sleeve and
I would definitely love to.
Yeah, well,
team up with them.
You come to Mojave Community College right now.
Okay. We'll do.
Room 600 at the end of the driveway there and they'll set you up.
You Perfect.
Know. Yeah. So they've got one today in Bullhead City at the college at the Elks Lodge. And then Wednesday they're at the Needles High School. And then Wednesday they're also at Mojave High School. The student council's doing one. So
that's exciting.
Yeah. There's a lot going on in blood. So
Because
like you said, there is a national shortage.
Yes.
So and I keep telling our listeners, you know, there's no such thing as fake blood. You know, you can get a prosthetic arm, you can get a prosthetic leg, you can get a fake heart, but you still need blood.
Yep.
And only blood comes from humans.
Very, very true.
So give the gift of life, because that's what it is. Valerie, how do people get in touch with you if they have questions?
Well, I'll give my cell phone number out.
Okay.
That is 520-664-6696, or visit membershipdeception.com, and there will be a lot of links for email addresses. And you can email us.
Okay.
Our emails are really hard. That's why I didn't want to say
one
there.
It's a mile long. There
yes.
you go. All right. Very good. Thank you so much for coming in today. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having
you know,
me.
Everyone sees your helicopters flying around, and they go, oh, who owns that one there, you know? And yeah. So CareFlight is a very, very important partner in our community.
Well, we are happy to be here.
Yeah. I'm glad you're here.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right, that's going to can it for the tuna. I'm out of here. Paul LaVoy is up next. Have a great day.
The voice of the free. KNTR Talk 106.3. KJJJ Laughlin HD2.